difference between the protesters on the mountain and supporters of the telescope. For NPR News, I'm Molly Solomon in Honolulu.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat 515 up 2.5. July 520 up 2. Soft May wheat 502.25 up 3.5. July $5.75 up 2.5. May corn 372.5 down 5.5. July 379.25 down 5.5. December 396.5 down 4.75. May soybeans 972 down 5.5. July 973.5 down 6. November 954 down 4.25. May soybean meal 314.80 down 370. May soybean oil 3172 up 13 cents. April live cattle 155.70 up 35. April feeders 212 27.5. They're up 45. And May lean hogs 70.85 and they are up 57.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. Cool, crisp, but sunshiny day in New Market.
Yeah, it's that kind of day that makes you think, well, spring might really be around the corner in a serious way.
It's a lot prettier looking out the window, though, than standing out in the breeze and the coolness.
That's for sure.
We don't have to worry about any crops getting froze off or frosted out here because we haven't got anything planted over here.
Yeah, there's nothing planted in the ground, so there's no seed in the ground to be thinking, I wonder how it's going to do for about 1 month before it germinates.
Yes. So, the good news is we don't have any corn in the ground. The bad news is we don't have any corn in the ground. So it's a good news, bad news situation. The bad news out there today really is, though, is bird flu. 5.3 million birds need to be infected, need to be destroyed here, and lots of talk about decreased use of meal and corn for feeding these birds. But, that's part of a 9.2 billion, flock of birds in the U.S., so not quite as big a number as you think it might be.
No, you toss around these seven total, I think, over 7 million birds, if you include the Minnesota problems and the other seven states involved, and you think that, wow, that's a huge number, but it's really less than 1% of the flock.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it will affect, that's 5 to 7 million birds that won't eat a few pounds of a meal, so, it's gonna cut into the meal usage some.
Some, but I think the bigger question is going forward, and that is, does this bird flu influenza continue, and if so, how long, how many more bird farms and what kind might be influenced by it, and does it then, if it stops, does it pick up again in the fall? These are, I think, going forward is what we're looking for rather than looking
basically
in the rear
view. We look at it, they're looking at the flight paths of the ducks and the geese going north and south, and how some of them, and the mallard ducks actually are carriers of this but don't show the symptoms is another thing. So, one of the things that's really sort of crazy out there. So, Wisconsin called out the National Guard or wanting to call out the National Guard to help with this mess.
So there's probably some trading off of that number going on, because you got to trade something on a daily basis to move the market some direction. But in the bigger picture, probably not much of a marker mover at this point. And maybe if that wasn't in the 24-hour news cycle, we might even be thinking the market might have been a little bit supportive by the fact that crop progress down in Tennessee is very much behind, and it's behind in Missouri as well.
Yeah, and also Kentucky. So, you know, as we look at things, Dave, you know, when I saw the planting progress, so when everybody was, talking over 10%, and we saw it under 10%, and we saw the wheat ratings not come back like they'd went down the week before, and looking at that, why the early estimation at 4.01 yesterday and the blush of those numbers would have been a little better evening, and of course we didn't see that, and we're down five and a half across the board here in the corn and the beans this morning, and somewhat that way, and that, you know, that's of course we were up yesterday, so I guess it is turnaround Tuesday.
Why has the soybeans quietly rallied something like 35 cents in the last week and a half?
You know, basically along the way, I think we got to the point of being oversold. We have a lot of shorts in the market. We've got the options expiring on Friday, and maybe the funds leaning a little bit extra to the negative side. You know, we aren't seeing with what we saw with Louisiana, Mississippi, and sort of the Arkansas seeding rate on corn, we're not going to have a big switch over to corn and Milo, from corn and Milo to beans that they were possibly looking for, Dave. So I think that's one of the things that's going on. You know, we've got talk of a trucker strike down in Brazil, but we don't think that's going to affect much, but it is something to talk about.
Yeah, most of the Brazil soybean harvest is wrapped up pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's on the downswing, and we've got to deal with the union truckers, so it's just the independent truckers, and, you know, if you're not putting everybody together, it's solidarity just isn't there.
So let's touch on the wheat market, which has been quite volatile of late.
Yeah, and I think that basically, you know, we have sold the wheat market off hard. We have looked at better conditions. We have got some rain out west. We haven't got as much as they'd like, but we have got some rain out west. We've got some, you know, problems with being competitive with the world wheat market right now. And, you know, as we look at it, why we're losing these wheat tenders, and we just can't afford to just be the high-priced grocery store when we've got as much on hand as we do.
So when we look at the market, technically we essentially see it going sideways to lower, both corn and soybeans, although soybeans made this little blip. We'll see how far it goes. But sideways to lower. And corn is interesting because it is now down at that level where you think, well, a little shove and we might look at something lower. I mean lower than the support shelf.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, we broke back under $4 again on the Dease corn. That's not a good thing because then the $4 becomes resistance rather than support. You know, we're seeing the market erode a little bit on the idea that we will get some good planning done over the next, you know, after this upcoming weekend. And basically along the way, if we're, 75% planted by the 20th of May, why the crop is generally in pretty good condition. We've had a lot of talk about El Nino. That generally does help the North American crops. It does add some moisture and come in like that. We're having some discrepancies on whether it's a ridge, trough, ridge, and, you know, how far it's going to move and where it's going to go here a little bit. But all in all, we've picked up a little extra moisture in some of the dry areas of Minnesota, the Dakotas, and our parts of Iowa that needed some. So, you know, if we can get in the field, these tractors are going to roll fast. Look at how Louisiana and Arkansas picked up when they had a few days to plant.
In fact, you can plant on a national level somewhere between 10, 12, 14% on a daily basis if the weather cooperates.
If the weather cooperates, which, you know, we've got a little ways to go to get everybody cooperating, but, you know, along the way, I would have to say if we can have sunshiny days like we're seeing today the rest of the week and a little warm-up for us next week, by the end of next week, we'll have quite a bit of corn in the ground.
So if looking at December corn, it's 396. Last year's low was right around 365. If the crop gets in ground by May 20th in good condition, do you think the market breaks hard before pollination down to 365?
No. I really don't. And then you made that key phrase there. We've got to get a little closer to pollination before we try to take out last year's lows. And every place isn't wonderful. There are some dry areas still yet if you look at your drought monitor maps and what's going on here. So I don't think we take out the lows just immediately. We're going to have to get a little closer to pollination to see where we're at and get the feeling that we are going to be at trend line yields.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Current tick on the market, May corn, 372 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. July, 379 and three quarters, down 5. December, 397, down 4 1/4. May beans, 974 1/2, down 3. July, 976 1/4, down 3 1/4. November, 956 1/2, down 1 3/4. May soybean meal, 316.20, down 2.30. May soybean oil, 31.73, up 14. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.